Good morning.
So the topic of today's shiur is an extremely important halacha that appears in Hilchos Shabbos, and that is the halacha of Bein Hashmashos Friday night. What is mutter during Bein Hashmashos? What is also during Bein Hashmashos? Today we will provide a couple of the basic guidelines that pertain to the period of Bein Hashmashos. So we know that once Shkia comes on Friday night, we obviously refrain from doing melacha. We have to consider that perhaps Shabbos has already begun. Therefore, we're not allowed to do melacha once Shkia comes. However, in truth, it's considered twilight zone. It's a suffix. After Shkia starts the period of Bein Hashmashos. The period of Bein Hashmashos is considered suffix yoim, suffix laila. It's unclear in halacha whether it's already considered Shabbos, it's already considered the nighttime, or it's still considered part of Friday. Therefore, even though we are machmir, we don't do malacha after Bein Hashmashos comes, after Shkia comes, nevertheless, during Bein Hashmashos, Chazal established very important leniencies in halacha as a result of it only being Shabbos, me suffix and not me vade. Now, how long of a period is Bein Hashmashos in places like America, where it's unclear as to exactly how far Bein Hashmashos extends? So the truth is that there seems to be a little bit of a contradiction in the Tshuvos of Rav Moshe. In one place, Rav Moshe says that in America, or places similar to America, you have up to a half hour after Shkia. And within that half hour frame, you are considered in the zone of Bein Hashmashos. And afterwards, it's already Vaday Laila. It's already for certainly Shabbos. In another tshuva of Rav Moshe, he says that up to 40 minutes, it's considered Bein Hashmashos. So it seems to be a steer between two tshuvas and Rav Moshe, whether the period of Bein Hashmashos extends to 30 minutes after Shkia or 40 minutes. But at any rate, at least until 30 minutes after Shkia, according to Rav Moshe, it's considered Bein Hashmashos. Now, what is mutter during the period of Bein Hashmashos? So the Shulchan Aruch tells us as follows. In many cases, a shvus is mutter Bein Hashmashos. A shvus means it's an iser derabbanon. So an iser derabbanon in certain cases is mutter during the period of Bein Hashmashos, such as a case where you're doing the iser derabbanon letzorech mitzvah or letzorech gadol in order to prevent a financial loss is included in this. So if it's in order to prevent the hefsid, or if it's letzorech mitzvah, or letzorech gadol, if there's some extenuating circumstance that requires an iser midrabanon to be done, again, it would be mutter during the period of Bein Hashmashos. So that's at least a half hour after Shkia. That half hour is considered Bein Hashmashos. Says the Shulchan Aruch, a shvus, an iser midrabanon, would be mutter if it's letzorech gadol, or if it's letzorech mitzvah, or if it's in order to prevent a hefsid moment, a monetary loss. Now, the halacha, therefore, would be that if a person forgot, let's say, an item that is muksa on his table, and it's, let's say, a laptop that's on his dining room table, or on his kitchen table, an area that certainly will be needed on Shabbos, so even though the item is muksa, it's muksa machmas chsarn kis, you're not allowed to move it, nevertheless, this is only an Isser Midrabanon. Tiltum Muksa is only an Isser Midrabanon. Therefore, it would be mutter if it's Letzayrich Mitzvah, or if it's Letzayrich Gadol. Now, in most cases, it would be considered Letzayrich Gadol because you need that space for the day of Shabbos. You can't have your laptop on your dining room table, on your kitchen table on Shabbos. Therefore, it would be mutter, even directly, to go ahead and move the laptop on Shabbos. Now, this, as well, has to be applied when it comes to the Isser Refuah on Shabbos. There's an Isser to take medicine on Shabbos. If a person has a headache, you're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. There's an Isser Refuah, but it's only an Isser Midrabanon. Therefore, if it's a Tzairich, if it's a Tzairich Gadol, if it's in order to prevent a Hefsid, anything that falls under this category of Tzairich, again, there would be a Heter to take the medicine during Bein Hashmashos, it's considered an Isser Midrabanon. However, the Mishneh Berurah, in the name of the Magen Avraham, puts a monkey wrench into this heter. And says the Mishneh Berurah, b'shem the Magen Avraham, this doesn't apply in all cases. And says the Mishneh Berurah, if a person was a yachid, he was an individual who was already mekabel Shabbos, so since the entire tzibur, the entire congregation, has not yet been mekabel Shabbos, so he still has this kula of performing a shvus, doing an iser midrabanon, if it's tzarech gadol, tzarech mitzvah, or to prevent a hefse. However, says the Mishneh Berurah, if this person was mekabel Shabbos together with the tzibur, he was in shul already, and he already was mekabel Shabbos together with the congregation, in that case, we are machmer, and we do not employ the heter of shvus ben hashmoshes. That's the chashita of the Mishneh Berurah, and that's halacha l'maisa. So when it comes to this heter of shvus ben hashmoshes, it only applies if it's after shkia during that period of ben hashmoshes, but you weren't yet mekabel Shabbos, or you were mekabel Shabbos, but you didn't do it b'tzibur. It was only a yachid. However, if you already were mekabel Shabbos b'tzibur, you no longer have the heter of shvus ben hashmoshes. However, even though we are machmer in a case where the tzibur was already mekabel Shabbos, we have to point out a very important exception to the rule. And that is the halacha of amira la'akum. When it comes to amira la'akum, because it's an iser that doesn't involve an actual maisa that you do, it's your amira that we prohibit, it's your instruction that we prohibit when it's done to a goy, and it's not an actual maisa iser, it's not an act that is inherently usser. We therefore are more make when it comes to amira la'akum, and the rules are much more lenient. And number one, if let's say you weren't yet mekabel Shabbos with the tzibur, so the bar is lower when it comes to being matar amir la'akum. And even if, when it comes to other isurim d'rabbanon, you need a real tzairich, you need a tzairich gadol, you need a significant tzairich to be matar v'shvus, when it comes to other isurim d'rabbanon, when it comes to amir la'akum, even if there's a very small tzairich, any tzairich at all, we have a heter of amir la'akum if you weren't yet mekabel Shabbos. Or if you were mekabel Shabbos, it wasn't done with tzibur. That's number one. So when it comes to amira la'akum, the bar is lower. Any tzairich, even a small tzairich, is enough of a reason to allow amira la'akum during ben hashmoshes. V'ayit, even if the entire tzibur was mekabel Shabbos, you went to shul already and were mekabel Shabbos together with the congregation. Nevertheless, if it's still within the period of ben hashmoshes, amira la'akum is still mutter if there is a tzairich gadol. There's a significant need, there's some extenuating circumstance that arises, amira la'akum is mutter, even though the entire congregation was already mekabel Shabbos. So this is the basic rule. So when it comes to other isurim d'rabbanon, such as muksa, such as the isur refuah, the isur take medicine, etc., all isurim d'rabbanon are mutter bein hashmoshes if it's l'tzayach gadol, or it's to, if it's in order to prevent a hefset, or if it's l'tzayach mitzvah. If it's l'tzayach mitzvah, if the congregation has not yet been mekabel Shabbos. However, if the entire tzibur, together with this individual, was already mekabel Shabbos, then you don't have the regular general heter of shvus bein hashmoshes. Nevertheless, you still do have the heter of amir la'akum, but only if there is a tzarech gadol or a tzarech mitzvah. Tzarech mitzvah would also be a heter. And therefore, if you come home from shul, and you're already over mekabel Shabbos together with the tzibur, and you realize that you forgot to turn on the light. Now, that's an iser d'oraisa to turn on a light. But still, if it's a tzarech gadol, or if it's the tzarech mitzvah, or if it's to prevent the hefsed, you're allowed to ask a goy to turn on the light on Shabbos, if it's still during Bein HaShemoshes. So that's either within 30 minutes from Shkia or within 40 minutes, depending on the tshuva from Moshe. So this is the basic rule. And it's a very important halacha that a person should be aware of, the halacha of Shvus Bein HaShemoshes. Have yourself a wonderful day.